British one.
Rabbi Shalom. Ha'avoda mefanecha. The work is in front of you. Kol echad chayav leitorer la'avod al shmirat ha'enayim. Each one has to arouse himself to start working on shmirat ha'enayim, guarding the eyes. Ki ze mevoral kvar, it's clarified already. Shemi shelo shomer et einav, the one who does not guard his eyes, en lo et ha'atchala shel yirat shamayim. He doesn't even have the beginning of yirat shamayim. Velachen en lo shaychut im ha'kedusha, and therefore he has no connection with kedusha. En lo shaychut im arichut yamim, he has nothing to do with long days. He, of course, has nothing to do with the riches of kedusha. The riches that he has, who knows where it comes from? If he has. Veshelo yitpale lama umaleh bechovot v'alvaot. And he shouldn't be so surprised why he's full of debts and loans. Bechol shekein mi sheolech umechapes be'atzmo letanef et ha'moach shelo. But more so the one who goes and he's searching to dirty his brain. And he goes in the internet and who knows where. כמו שאחד אמר לי שאחרי שהוא כבר הרבה שנים בתשובה, like someone told me, Rav Arush says, that after many years that he's in tshuva already, ופתאום נפל הגרם, and suddenly he fell completely. I told him, of course you fell. You probably fell in the internet, right? He said, yeah, how did you know this? Right? So I told him, I'm not a Navi. It's obvious, because anyone who goes into the internet, the open one, yeah? He could lose all of his the Jewish spark, the godly spark that he has in him. When he's talking to those who you know what I'm talking about, right? I don't have to dirty my mouth over here. And he, when he's shar in zichronot marim, after he finished all his taivas, he's left with his brain with bitter memories and lust, which bring him nowhere. It's just filth in his head. הנקודה של הקדושה זו עיקר מלחמה של האדם. This point of קדושה, it's the main war of a person in this world. ועל זה הוא צריך להשים את כל כוחותיו. And on this, a person needs to put all of his strength. ולהתפלל כל יום לפחות חצי שעה, and to pray every day at least half an hour and guarding the eyes. And then you will see, I can tell you also from personal experience, you would not only Rav Arush just telling you, okay? Maybe it's just a book. Maybe Rav Arush Tam is reading. He read it somewhere. A person who daven half an hour on kedusha and on guarding the eyes and all the inyan of kedusha, clearly he has siyata d'shmaya, right? Everything works. Everything works out. Everything works out in his life. He's happy. He's content. Even if things are a little bit dead, he knows how to deal with everything with a calm way. He has yishuv hadas. Yotze mikol ha'amur le'el comes out from all that we said before. שעל ידי שהאדם זוכה לשמור את עיניו, הוא זוכה לראייה. Through a person merits to guard his eyes, he merits seeing. What does that mean? It says in the pasuk, ועוצם עיניו לראות ברע. Someone who guards he shuts his eyes from seeing bad things. It says in the end of the pasuk, מלך ביופיו תחזנה עיניך ותראינה ארץ מרחקים. He merits to see clearly Hashem. He merits to see Hashem in everything. It's interesting. I thought about it. It's dumb. Okay, met a person. How could one want to see Hashem in everything? Emuna, I want to see Hashem in everything. If he sees other things that he's not supposed to see, he can't. He can't see Hashem in things, and also look at whatever you want to look. Only when one starts working in his dusha, he starts seeing emuna and seeing Hashem in everything. Mamash, in that way, it's mot chashuv. Only someone who works on the dusha can start feeling a flavor, a taste of dusha, something of a connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. It could be the biggest Torah scholar. If he doesn't work on the dusha, he has no idea about Kodesh Baruch Hu, of anything. And no shum kesha. Only one works on the dusha. And this generation is a big nisayon. It's a very big nisayon. Can't walk in the streets. Can't walk in the street unless you guard your eyes all the time. And you can't guard your eyes all the time if you don't daven for it. You cannot. You didn't grow up in the Tadas Aaron where they teach them to walk like this. No, you all grew up where you grew up. Okay? Impossible. First, he wants to do shah, to daven.
daven and daven and daven until Hashem gives it to him. Doesn't work on it, it won't come. It won't come. I'm telling you, I went to yeshiva all my life. I learned the Torah from morning to night. And I was a very unhappy person, and nothing worked out well in my life. In any way. Until Hashem saved me and brought me to Rabbeinu to teach you about the Kedusha. There's a thing called Kedusha. No one teaches it. No, I don't know. No one talks about it. And the yeshiva I went. Sit and learn. What's the Kedusha? Don't even mean, I didn't know anything. To guard my eyes, who said where it was? Oh, Shulchan Aruch. Ah, show me. Even Ezer, Chavetz, look around, look inside. Anyways, lo mishane what a person did in life, lo mishane what he saw in life. The worst things is that, ta'amin sheyicholim letaken. We have to learn from the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara never gives up. He always tries again to get you, right? To learn from him. They always fix. It always is what to do. You're still breathing in this world, is what to do. You have to believe that you could fix everything. Everything can be fixed. Atikun Arishon, the first fixing is Adam shezocheh leitorer ulaavin shekol ha-matara shelo b'chaim lishmor et ha-brit, taken et ha-brit. A person who merits to wake up and understand that his whole goal in life is to guard it, to shmirat ha-brit, right? תיקון הברית ודאי גם מחפש דרכים לתקן את כל מה שפגם ולחזור בתשובה. Of course he's also searching. I learned this whole book. You know what I did in life? You know how much I destroyed? You know how much I blemished? Fine, I want to do good, but you know where I'm coming from? You know which biyuv I'm in? Sewer hole I'm in? The worst place. What am I going to do now? I want to fix. How do I do this? First thing is, and from now on, he guards the brit. Ken chas shalom adav gam brit lemaisa we're talking about. Again, not to spill the seed, which is that's gam brit lemaisa. Again, of course, if he has a girlfriend or a goya or anything or a Jew, l'mashane, of course asur, yeah. So the person's married, the dusha. The first thing is that, okay, but a person cannot do anything alone. Okay? The Gemara says that you can't. No one's asking you to do things that you can't. So how am I going to do it? When am I going to lie? Hashem, I start from now on. The shakran. So what could a person say? You could say, I'm going to start davening on this. And whenever Hashem wants, he'll give it to me. I want. I understand it's the most important thing. So I go in front of Hashem and I daven every day. Right, Hashem, help me guard my eyes. Hashem, help me not to be pogam b'brit. Azoli, I want to be close to you. I want to cleave to you in every second, every moment. I heard Ovadia, he's not here, right? One day I was sitting and learning. Ovadia was sitting and learning with someone. And they were talking about Shmirat Ha'enayim. For Shamayim, I heard this one sentence that he said that I have to tell him. It helped me a lot. It's interesting. He said, if someone learns, let's say, in his dira, in his house, and he's going to yeshiva, if he doesn't guard his eyes on the way, he's not focused on the way, so then he comes to yeshiva, it's two different sessions. He learned at home. Now he's learning, he has to start over again, he's learning in yeshiva. When someone leaves his house, right, and he's going to yeshiva, and he guards his eyes on the way, he's focused on Hashem on the way, or in a sefer, he's focused on the way, he never stopped learning. Because he got on the bus, on the train, he never stopped being close to Hashem. He was every second close to Hashem. Shmiras Ha'enayim is the thing that holds you close to Hashem all the time, all the time. Not when you're not learning, and when you're in the shirutim, and every second you're always close to Hashem. Always have Hashem. So let's do with your mindset. Okay, where's your head? Being close to Hashem is the sweetest thing. Because Hashem is the word that we are aware that Hashem is with me and He's guiding me at every moment. Only from Dusha a person can get that. Only from Dusha. When he asks Dusha, that means that he's focused that Hashem is with me all the time. It's not funny that
I was looking for my scarf, Shabbos, yeshiva. And then I realized it was on me. I told my friend, ah, you know that it's like glasses, you know, you're looking for glasses on your head. He said, yeah, I have it all the time. I was looking for Hashem. I realized he's with me. I said, ah, that's so true. Anyways, you have to know that you cannot leave this sin of Pgam Brit without these bodhidut. You cannot leave this sin of Pgam Brit without these bodhidut. Without going and talking to Hashem. Hashem, help me. Hashem, I want to be close to you. You're my Abba, you're my leader, you're my guide. I can't do without you. You want me to do without you? I can't. You want me to be Kedusha? Help me be Kadosh. I can't without you. You made me. You know my chulshot, my weaknesses. You know you know who I am, what I am. I can't fix without you. You must help me. You commanded the Torah to be Kadosh. Kedoshim to you, the halacha. Kedoshim to you. So make me Kadosh. And the main Kedusha we know is that regarding the Gama Brit, Kedusha the Brit. So we'll talk about the Lashon Hamshach. Now we have the stories of Levi Yitzchak Ben Zev.